WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday Night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
Wrestling has more than one royal family.
Sunday night, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTR live chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming. It's just a free Prime sub. Click the purple button below the screen. Subscribe for free. It's like presented by Amazon Luna, whatever that is. You can also use Curry Code Rocketsock in the Fortnite item shop with hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer, joined as always by the intern.
We're on the road to WrestleMania.
We are.
I mean, we are just very, very, very early.
It's like 6 months away.
We haven't really packed the car yet, but we're on the road.
We're getting all the things we need to go on the trip.
Yeah, we're starting the early logistics. We're looking at the map. We're starting to figure out like what hotels we may want to book or flights that we're kind of interested in, that kind of thing.
The snacks we'll take for the trip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got to figure out who all's allergic to what. Did you fill out the Google form, Rock?
I did not yet. No. Did you?
Damn it! I made the Google form.
But did you fill it out?
No, I'm usually the last one to fill that out because I'm the one that has to go over all the results.
We'll get there.
We'll get there.
We also have the one and only Tim Stein.
Overworked and underpaid, that's me. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night. You heard Rock tell you all of the stuff, and that includes us streaming on twitch.tv/WTR live. Come and join us in the chat room. I'll be there momentarily, but tonight the road to WrestleMania begins a little early because we're booking it.
We are.
Are we?
We are.
Well, we're going to see how we do anyway. This is going into the reminder vault
I have a Google Doc for this. We have the official records for what we put down on paper tonight and look back.
We are going
at it
to revisit
months.
It after WrestleMania 42. That comes to you Saturday and Sunday, April 18th and 19th, 2026, from the Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nirvana.
Yes, that is correct.
And see how we did.
We'll see how we did. We'll see how close we get to what they would actually book. We'll see if we all kind of, how much alike we are in terms of our booking of
just
this show.
A bit outside.
We also have a fourth party that is going to be involved in this shindig. And no, it is not Keishi Matsunaga.
He's off throwing rocks.
Yeah, that's throwing rocks, not kicking rocks.
But I think he will submit one at some point, so we'll put his down as well. There's a lot of talk about WWE using AI. We are using AI, and they also booked WrestleMania.
AI booked WrestleMania?
AI has booked WrestleMania.
Watch AI get closer than all of us combined.
Maybe.
We shall see based on what they put together.
Now, to be fair, I mean, if we're going by how inanimate objects do in terms of picks and stuff, that's not a great track record, and I have results on that. So
you do have the results on that. All right, let's talk about night one. I know, Brent, you put yours together as just a full, like, just 14, 15.
I did full card. I tried to split evenly between the two brands. I didn't get it to the point of splitting it between nights. So,
I complained to Rock this morning that I had been working my ass off 3 weeks straight with the exception of Canadian Thanksgiving. And I even broke down night one and night two.
Well, good
so don't
you.
Give me that, you lazy bugger.
I still have 14 matches, so I still did the work.
But since you did the work, you're going to, on the fly, put together a night one. So whatever you have listed out as a night one. Can you at least do that little bit of work?
Give me a few minutes and I can try and put it together.
So as he's gonna formulate that together, Tim, give me your night one. Let's start talking about it.
All of them from 1 to 7?
Yes.
Okay. Well, starting off, for that title, it'll be Becky Lynch versus AJ Lee.
Becky Lynch and then versus AJ Lee. Okay.
Yeah. And then I got now this is not in order match.
What's on the day? Yeah.
Yeah. Bianca Belair versus Jade Cargill, which I believe this time last year was what I was wanting.
Okay. Is that for just a straight match?
Straight up strong woman versus strong woman.
Okay.
For bragging rights. Liv Morgan returns and takes on Roxanne Perez because, bitch, you stole my spot.
All right. Liv versus Roxanne. Okay.
Sami Zayn defending against AJ Styles.
Wait, what?
So
What match did you just say?
I said Sami Zayn against AJ Styles.
You said defending.
I mean, Brent, there's 6 months. He can get a title back.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
So clarification.
He can get it back. If he gets it back, then he's defending.
So that's a U.S. title match, Sami Zayn, AJ Styles. So just to clarify.
I still say the two of them are going against each other.
Okay.
But that's my bonus point.
Okay. It might be
for a title.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just making sure we have it down correct. That's all.
Yep. And then here it's give her the push night. Io Sky takes on Lyra Valkyria.
First, Lyra Valkyria. All right.
For this one, I stretched because I'm thinking, no, they're not going to stay together that long. However, we're not friends. I've got Alexa Bliss and Charlotte Flair taking on the Kabuki Warriors.
Tag titles.
For a title. Yes, a title match.
Okay. Women's tag titles. Okay.
And then for this one, I left it for last because this one will be the night one main event. Seth Rollins finally taking on CM Punk for the title.
World Championship Rollins versus CM Punk. Okay. It's a solid book show for night one.
I will say
it's very women heavy. It's not a bad thing, but it's very women heavy.
It is. I had difficulty balancing the card.
Because there are 5 women's matches on this show. Not to say they won't do it. It's just very women heavy for them for one night. But again, it's WWE. Anything can happen. How far along are you, Brent?
Almost there.
You're almost there. Okay. I'll give you mine for night one. That's so Brent can keep his stuff going. We will put the World Tag Team titles on the line. The New Day get the belts back and defend against the Lucha Brothers.
Ooh.
Damn it. God damn it. Okay.
We already have one same. Okay, this is how, let's see how this goes. We have in one corner Mr. Yeet himself, Jey Uso, taking on the Beast Incarnate, Brock Lesnar.
Hmm.
We have the WWE Women's Tag Team titles on the line. The Kabuki Warriors, Raquel and Roxanne, the Secret Hervis, and the Bella Twin.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three-way. Oh, six-way.
Four-team showdown. It will be Finn Balor versus Dominic Mysterio.
Can I just say one thing there? Spoiler alert for night two for me. You and I are on the exact same page on that one, just on different nights.
Which is fine, because that should be the
conclusion. I have a bit of a shift in that match.
Okay. We have the United States title on the line. Julia defending against Charlotte Flair.
Ooh.
The Women's World Championship will be Stephanie Vaquer taking on Rhea Bloody Ripley. Damian Priest against Logan Paul.
I don't want to see him razor's edge him out of the damn ring.
And the World Heavyweight Championship will be on the line. It is Bron Breakker against Roman Reigns for the World Heavyweight title. Special referee, Seth Rollins.
Okay.
That's my night one.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm going to be in the same boat as Tim. I have a lot of women's matches, but it's because I want to feature them more than other places. So I will go with night one. I don't have this in any particular order, although I wanted to try and do it in order after you said put it in night one, night two. Opening contest, three-way match, Roman Reigns, Jacob Fatu, Jey Uso.
Interesting. Okay.
For your women's tag team titles, and this was a match I hemmed and hawed about, I have Lyra and Bayley.
Okay.
Taking on your still champions, Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss.
Tag titles.
For the tag titles. For your IC championship, Gunther takes on the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Okay. We'll talk about that one.
For your women's world title, Stephanie Vaquer takes on Becky Lynch. Your women's U.S. title is on the line. Julia, so I'm kind of with you on this, Rock, takes on Io Sky. Now, this is the match that I had kind of like you guys, but I added another wrinkle to it. Dom and Liv taking on Finn and Roxanne. And then main event night one for the World Heavyweight title, CM Punk, Bron Breakker. That's my night one.
Very interesting.
Oh, wait till I get to some of the stuff in night two.
As we get to this.
Hey, Rock, wait a second. Question for you.
Hmm.
You had Rhea Bloody Ripley fighting in night one?
Yes.
Against who?
Stephanie.
Vaquer.
Mm-hmm. That's the one that you went, about.
Absolute. Here's the official WrestleMania 42 Immortals Made in Vegas two-night card presented cleanly and professionally as if it were the final promotional release.
I just did a quick count for my night two and realized I have one extra match on night two than I did on night one. Nevada.
Dates, you booked eight matches on night two?
I did.
When Legacy meets Destiny. Two unforgettable nights where icons, legends, and the next generation of WWE superstars collide on the grandest stage of them all. Tap Night 1, The Road to Immortality. 1. Tag Team Showcase Match. The New Day. Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods versus Judgment Day. Finn Balor and JD McDonagh. Tag Team Elimination Match. Winners The New Day. 2. Women's Intercontinental Championship Triple Threat Match. Lyra Valkyria C versus Becky Lynch versus Zelina Vega. Winner, Lyra Valkyria retains. 3. United States Championship No Disqualification Match. Ilja Dragunov C versus Sami Zayn. Winner, Ilja Dragunov retains. 4. Women's Tag Team Championship. Ladder Match, Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez versus Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair. Winners, Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair become new champions. 5. World Tag Team Championship Match. The Usos, Jimmy and Jey Uso versus DIY Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa. Winners, DIY capture the World Tag Team titles. 6. Number 1 Contender Triple Threat Match. LA Knight versus Bron Breakker versus Drew McIntyre. Winner earns a World Heavyweight Championship match on night 2. Winner, Bron Breakker. 7. Women's World Championship 30-minute Iron Woman Match. Io Sky versus Bayley. Winner, Io Sky retains. 3-2.
Io.
What do we think of that?
A lot of singles matches on night 1 for him or for them. Interesting.
No, they got two tag titles. They had two tag matches and two triple threats.
Two tag, but it. It was interesting.
No, actually, three singles, three tags.
Okay.
Yeah, three tags, couple multi-mans. Yeah, it was pretty even. All right, Let's go 10 through your night 2, and then we'll take all the best and kind of mix and match and see where we all kind of collide it.
Now, I'm just prefacing my picks with the fact that this was hastily thrown together after I finished work today.
Okay.
So, night 2, I actually thought about it, and just the way that they're, how I've seen them booking Jey Uso recently, I've actually booked a match between Jimmy and Jey.
Jimmy Uso versus Jey Uso, because that went well the last time.
Both.
All right. What else?
Dominic Mysterio squares off against Finn Balor.
All right. We have both had that one.
Versus... title match.
Oh, you're going to have a Dom keep it. Okay. What? Okay. What title? U.S. title? Because you have... oh, wait. No, you didn't. Okay. You're good. No, you had... yeah, you're fine. You had the U.S. title. All right. You're good. Keep going.
Okay, you're causing me to cross my eyes.
I was making sure you had the right one. All right,
this one it was a shrug, and I don't know why. But I wrote down Tiffany Stratton versus Bayley.
Okay,
and Drew McIntyre versus LA Knight.
I would assume that's a world title. The first one, Tiffany versus Bayley.
Yeah.
All right, what was that's the next
title
one?
Match. Yeah, after Tiffany Bailey was Drew versus LA Knight.
Okay, Drew McIntyre versus LA Knight, yeah.
And I had Rhea taking on Stephanie.
Women's world title, Stephanie versus... all right.
And this one, I just went a little off script thinking, you know, you got one bully versus another bully, the Beast versus the Ring General. Would be an interesting match to have. I threw together Gunther versus Brock.
Okay.
Because I'm figuring Gunther will be back in due time. And then for the main event, I drew a blank and put together Cody versus Roman again.
Cody versus Roman
14
again.
Now, the extra match that I put together, contingent upon his returning healthy, would be Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens.
All right, we'll hold that one off to the side for now as an extra side one.
Asterisk it as my bonus prediction possible.
Randy versus KO. All right, my night 2 features something from Brent's night 1. The IC title is on the line, Gunther versus AJ Styles.
Never faced off on TV. They've only faced off at house shows.
That'd be a good match.
In the
car, I figure with AJ on his way out, it's a good match to try and set, you know.
Gunther's the guy who retires people.
Mm-hmm.
The car crash for the spectacle of WrestleMania. Tag titles from WWE Variety. The Wyatt 6 versus the MFTs versus DIY versus Fraxium in a 4-way car crash spectacular.
God damn it. Very close. You were very close to me.
Okay. I tried many different things for combinations. Mm-hmm. At one point, I had AJ Styles versus this person, but then I saw they fought a few times, and I was like, okay, that you really can't do. But I was trying to do like a send-off match between the two because they're both kind of running it on the end cycle at this point.
You were going to put AJ versus Jericho, weren't you?
No.
Oh.
Rey Mysterio was going to, at one point, I had against AJ Styles. But instead, it's Rey Mysterio versus Rusev.
That would throw him around like a rag doll.
But Rey gets back on the show, probably one of his last WrestleManias, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I had Bayley, straight up, no title on the line, against the person she's wanted to return to wrestling for over a decade, AJ Lee.
Okay. She's a hugger.
She is a hugger. A triple threat for the WWE Women's Championship, Tiffany Stratton versus Bianca Belair versus Jade Cargill.
Son of a bitch!
The Intercontinental title for the women will be on the line. Becky Lynch, defending against Io Sky.
Okay.
United States Championship on the line. Aleister Black, Drew McIntyre, Jacob Fatu.
Ooh, that would be good.
And then your main event, WWE Championship on the line, Cody Rhodes and CM Punk.
Okay.
That's my night two.
I forget, who was your world championship match on night one?
Roman and Braun Breaker.
That's right, that's right. Okay. All right. So, my night two. Because I wanted to put this person on the card and wanted to find a way to make it work. So, opening night two, because I don't think you have him on your card, Rock. Big Bronson Reed.
I do not.
Taking on Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
Two big, beefy men slapping meat for Paul Heyman's love.
Oh, jeez, Brent. You know, I don't know. Leave that for Casey. He does it better.
I wasn't going for that. I was just going for the overall. So that's my opening, because, of course, if Brock's on the card, he's either opening or closing. For your women's IC title, AJ Lee, your champion, takes on Rhea Bloody Ripley.
Mm-hmm.
In your U.S. title clusterfuck ladder match, I have Ilya Dragunov taking on Aleister Black, taking on Damian Priest, taking on Solo Sikoa, Sami Zayn, Logan Paul, Carmelo Hayes. Because if you're going to have a ladder match, you've got like seven people in it.
So who are that? Ilya, Aleister, Damian, Solo, Logan, Carmelo?
Sami.
Sami. Okay.
You've got a couple people to take some spots off of ladders, and all of them can fight for the mid-card belt. That's my get everyone on the show match.
Yeah.
For your world tag team titles, as Rock said, the New Day takes on the Lucha Bros.
Do they versus Lucha Bros?
Again, as Rock kind of hinted at, but there's one change to it. In a WWE tag team title elimination match, the Wyatt Six take on the MFTs, take on the Street Profits, take on Fraxium.
Okay.
Women's champion, WWE Women's Championship match, the triple threat, Tiffany, Jade, Bianca. And for my night two main event, the Universal title match, Cody versus Randy. My entire card was based off of the fact that Seth Rollins is not available. So Seth was purposefully left off. I realized that LA Knight and Drew McIntyre were just casualties.
Like, I didn't have Randy booked. I forgot about Randy.
It's one of those when you've got all these spots, you're like, I don't want to do like two or three, four person matches, but it's the only way to get kind of everyone on the card.
Yeah. All right. I would have to read off the whole thing again. I'm just going to read it off. AJ Styles versus Carmelo Hayes for their
straight
night
up.
Two. Straight up match for them, as they called it, a generational showdown. With Carmelo taking the win. In a 2 out of 3 falls match, Jade and Bianca against Liv and Raquel for the women's tag titles. Cardgill and Belair retain. In a ladder match for the IC title, Dominic versus Sheamus. Sheamus getting the win.
Sheamus finally becomes a Grand Slam champion, and Dom loses after an entire year.
No holds barred, CM Punk versus Randy Orton.
Yeah, Punk can't even main event Mania.
Last woman standing match for the women's WWE Women's Championship. Tiffany Stratton versus Rhea Ripley. Rhea getting the win. Also, Randy beat CM Punk. Inside a steel cage for the World Heavyweight Championship, Seth freaking Rollins versus Braun Breaker. Rollins retaining.
Goes to that.
And then your main event for the Undisputed WWE Championship, Cody Rhodes versus Gunther. Winner takes all, no interference allowed. Gunther becomes the new Undisputed WWE Champion.
Gunther gets his win back!
So those are the cards that were booked. I think we did pretty good. We all had kind of similar vibes and kind of had the same feel for some matches.
I'm a little bit disappointed with my card because there were wrestlers that I left off of it.
Who did you forget?
Well, I didn't have a Braun Breaker match for one, or Bronson Reed one for another one.
He doesn't have the vision.
He doesn't. So, Brent, I told you before the show, I had an interesting one that I thought about for a good minute that I wanted to put on this card. But I went elsewhere because I settled on Roman versus Braun Breaker for the World Heavyweight Championship. But I had another idea for the world title match because there are two people that are getting booked pretty good and the crowd's really getting behind both. One, Braun Breaker would be your World Heavyweight Champion defending against Dominic Mysterio.
Interesting.
Braun Breaker, Dominic Mysterio, the two young guys they're trying to push for your world title. I wanted to book that match.
I can see why you would. I can see also why a fan reaction would be a good thing for it.
Yeah.
The one thing I would say is I still feel like Dom is not quite in the main event picture yet.
No, this would be mid-card world title match if everyone complained that the world title is right in your mid-card. But you would feature the show around higher profile matches and all that stuff.
That match actually was entertained in the back of my mind for a moment tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily have a problem with that. For me, I just went more the storyline that they're going on, which is the Dom Finn. And I looked at the fact of if you pulled the trigger on, this was my personal philosophy with what I did. When you pulled the trigger on Braun turning on Seth, that is the full indicator of we are pushing Braun to the top of the card. It's also to get Seth off of TV. But the fact that he's holding the big belt as your lasting image of the end of the show, I'm like, I could see Braun headlining night one against like a Punk or a Roman in that respect. So that's how I booked it on my end. But I mean, a Braun Dom match would be a big indicator of like, these are two guys that we recognize and want to take advantage of.
I like that. We kind of had the same feature brand for New Day versus Lucha Brothers, trying to get them back together.
Well, it's the thing of you have the built-in story of Penta versus the New Day right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Penta doesn't really have the second sitting out there. I mean, we all know he does, but it's that kind of thing of he doesn't have it on screen right now. And Rey lost the one thing he had going kind of for him on TV, which was having Andrade as a partner. So now he's just hanging out there. And it's like, if you want to have a really fun tag match on WrestleMania, it's, yeah, you take your longstanding tag team of the past, you know, decade and a half, you know, decade in the New Day, and you put them against Penta and his brother and just go, you guys got 15 minutes, go have fun.
Like, we kind of all figured that the Judgment Day is kind of coming to an end by this WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's why I had Liv coming back, and I went with just the full tag team, so that way it was, you can do both the men and the women's feud together rather than have the kind of two separate matches.
Yeah.
Well, that was my thought.
So I want Finn and Dom because it's one of those things. It's the match they've been teasing forever. And Tim went with it too. It's like, it's the match that you know they're getting to. It's kind of what the finale of the group should be.
This group that we all shat on when they first got together.
Because it deserved to be at the when they first got together. Because it wasn't booked correctly. But then they found the right combination that worked, and people evolved into Rhea Ripley and the Damian Priest that we now know.
The biggest problem was the fact that WWE wanted to give them magics, and Edge was like, fuck no. And so I think that screwed up the creative for a while, because it was like, well, how do we book this group? And then they became essentially a biker club, and it was like, oh, this is how we should do it. And they got settled. And they settled in.
They settled in general. Coming up with the card, overall the hardest part was they have so many people you gotta get on this show.
Yeah. Well, like I said, my whole thing was Seth. I took off because, for all intents and purposes, it sounds like he's out a good length of time.
Yeah, and I put him on the show as a ref because by that point he should be healthy enough.
He should be able to do some things. Yeah,
do something. He can talk and build to the match, and you still get the finish of the story we're headed towards.
Yeah, he doesn't have to take bumps, but he can still be featured and essentially be between the ropes.
Yeah.
Get that.
He injured his left shoulder, I think. So his right shoulder, his right shoulder is fine to count. 1, 2, 3.
But that's also why I featured Jacob Fatu on the card, was because initially it was the non-wrestling related injury, could be out for a long time, and now we're getting like, oh, it was dental surgery, and he'll probably be back in just a little bit.
Yeah, like, that was over-exaggerated.
Well then, and for me, I wanted to just break up the normal match, or, you know, the match we've seen before with Roman and Jay by going, okay, who can we introduce to that? Oh, well, he fits into the whole bloodline, storyline thing, so this makes sense.
Possible.
It's not something, I mean, that one was a little bit of a stretch for me, but it was just a matter of, okay, I didn't want Jay and Jimmy again, because we got that 2 WrestleManias ago, and I don't know if it would be better. And we've seen Roman and Jay 3 or 4 times now, and I don't know if I necessarily need to see that on the Mania stage as well.
So I have, like, Roman winning the Rumble. Him and Jay are, like, the last two. And Roman gets rid of Jay. So that's how Roman gets in the world title match against Bron Breakker. And Jay gets Brock because Brock just wants to smash somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I wanted to feature Brock because it was Mania. But I'm like, who do I put against? Because originally, before I really went the, like, okay, Seth is out, I need to have a dynamic main event, I was going to put Bron Breakker versus Brock Lesnar. Because I was going to have, like, the genetic wonder from years ago taking on the genetic freak of the current era. And just let two big athletic guys fucking go.
Yeah.
Because I think with that, I think if you announced Bron Breakker versus Brock Lesnar, I don't think anyone would go, I don't know. I think people would look at that and go, holy shit.
Oh, they definitely would. I did like that they put the ChatGPT did Usos versus DIY. That's not a bad match.
No, it's not, and it's two really good tag teams going at it, so I wouldn't have a problem.
I tried figuring out a way to get Liv on the show, but the way I booked it was like she would come in during the title match and make her presence known.
My ultimate thinking behind, like, the Dom, Liv, Finn, Roxanne would be like Dom and Liv win, break away from the Judgment Day, and then Liv basically just walks away from Dom. Like, I saw what happened while I was gone. I'm done. And then she kind of goes out on her own.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you kind of get the culmination of a lot of the different threads from that story.
So yeah, those are what we came up with. We'll see what happens in 6 months.
Considering I wasn't able to spend any real time on it, I think that I put together a fairly decent card.
I mean, it shapes out fine.
Everybody else, like you guys, your cards sound like they'd be very entertaining. AI had a couple of interesting matches.
The AI did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to book going, oh shit, Royal Rumble is in 2 months, and then some of these storylines, I don't know if they're going to carry to Mania, so that's why I burned Becky and AJ at Rumble so that they would have different matches at Mania.
Yeah, that's kind of what was my thing. It was like, I didn't want to do Roman versus Braun because I think they're going to get to it way beforehand, but then adding Seth into it kind of went, okay, we can get there, because I have even if they don't do Roman and Jay as the final two in Rumble, I was like, maybe they do Roman and Jay at the Rumble, and that kind of extends Roman versus Braun more. So you put him in the chamber then, and then off to the races, and have Roman win a chamber match to get to WrestleMania, stuff like that. But yeah, we'll see how we do, because there's a lot of we'll see how they all pans out, because there's a lot of combinations. There's a lot. One thing WWE has is star talent. I like Randy. I forgot about Randy. Cause
yeah, I wanted to try and think of a way to put Kevin on because I was like, oh, maybe he'll be back. But I was like, I don't know with the neck and
And it's like, I don't think I have Sami Zayn on the show because I couldn't find a spot for him. But you did a clusterfuck where you got him, you got all those people in that need to get on. Like, but I was trying to go, okay, you gotta get Roman on and Braun Breaker on, and like Logan Paul's always featured, and you gotta get Rhea, and Stephanie on the show, Charlotte's on. I didn't get Alexa on the show because I have a feeling Charlotte and Alexa kind of lose the title and go their own separate ways.
Yeah, I at one point I had them facing off against one another, and I was like, I have a lot of women single, and I still need to feature the tag belts. I was like, maybe they end up on Mania, and it's like, this is where the split kind of hits. And I figured you had a team in like Lyra and Bailey that are in that same kind of vein. So maybe this is like, which team can come together the most to win?
When I was putting mine together, the very first match I thought of was Charlotte versus Alexa. And I thought about it for a bit before I changed things.
But at the same point, like,
if they're going to split them up and it's going to wind up being two old tag partners fighting each other, have it at WrestleMania. And then, you know what? No, keep them together.
And it's like, to me, it's like, if they split, they just go their own way. There's no like heel turn breakup because I don't think you need it for that. I think they're just two, they just end up going apart and can always come back together when it's convenient.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we need a nasty breakup for that to like happen. Because I don't think we're looking, no one's clamoring for Charlotte versus Alexa as the match.
Yeah, well, everyone's, you know, one of the reasons why I changed mine and kept them together as champs. So.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, we had the whole like rockiness of them coming together to start that, like you said, if there's the dissolution at the end, it's kind of like, oh, okay, we kind of knew this was coming all the whole time. But if it's just one of those, like, we lost and it's like, well, we had a good run, and you kind of do that, like, they each turn the opposite way and kind of just walk away, that makes you kind of, I think, feel more like, oh, well when are they going to come together to have the match?
Yeah.
It makes it more kind of longing for, as opposed to just like, oh, look, Alexa caught Charlotte the match. Now they're going to fight. All right.
Yeah, we see where this is going. Because right now, Charlotte is very likable, and I think you want to keep it that way.
That just, you know, shows that I was ahead of the curve when I decided that I had had my fill of Charlotte long before everybody else did. Before they got her back, got her together with Alexa.
But now everyone loves Alexa, yeah, or Charlotte, so.
They're digging Charlotte just because of Alexa, so.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, that's cool.
That's good booking. Get someone over that way. All right, so that's our show. That's what we had to talk about tonight.
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
Back in a few months.
Yeah, it was. We get closer to the road to WrestleMania. We'll see how we're doing. It's in a Google Doc. We'll check it out at some point down the line. But that is it for another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, it's the Raw Post Show. And where Raw ends, I think it's 10:30. We'll be live to talk about it. Thursday night, it's back live, 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CB Radio. We'll be back next Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern. For another edition, WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. This is where I'm pulling up the calendar to see what we're doing next week. Next week, it's October. We're previewing Saturday night's main event if they give us a card. That's what we're doing next Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's WTR Sunday Night on Facebook and Twitter. Tim?
I'm on the X Twitter, whatever it is. Follow me at Flames Forums. I'm ranting and raving and working really, really hard at becoming the Ming King, and I'm getting closer all the time. So, you know, follow me and check out what I'm posting daily.
Brant.
Yeah, you can find me on various social media at either Kane Kittens or Kane.Kittens. That is on either X/Threads or X/Twitter, Threads, Instagram, occasionally Blue Sky, but not so much. But all of those platforms, you can find me at either of those iterations.
Blue Sky is so toxic.
Casey, you can follow
everything's
up.
Toxic.
Follow all his updates at Kyle Driver whenever he posts once every 6 months. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Not Prime Gaming. It's a free sub from Amazon Prime. Click the purple button below the screen to support your channel for free. You can use credit card Rock and Sock in the Fortnite item shop when you buy Scooby-Doo, Jason, and more because hashtag epic partner. We'll see you next Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of WTR Sunday Wrestle Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. This is where Tim says goodnight.
Goodnight.
WildTalkRadio.com.